Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Tiffany. How can I help you?
Tiffany, are you the one that, hang on. Oh. All right, this is not the same number that I called this morning, but stupid me went on Facebook and I used my debit card on a KitchenAid claim or something. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I can't really verify that until I pull up your account.
Okay.
May I start with your zip code?
64843.
You said 648.
43.
May I have your first and last name?
Carol Knox, KNOX. No, I didn't.
Okay, may I verify your shipping address?
201 South School Street.
Okay, give me a few moments while my computer loads, okay?
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I have your account pulled up. How can I help you?
Okay, first off, everybody was trying to tell me it was a scam. Is this
Okay.
true?
It's not a scam.
Okay, it said $2 on my deal, but the bank said that it took $5.49. If this is the right thing, I don't never use my card on the phone, and I got greedy because it said $2 for this KitchenAid that I want.
Yes, ma'am. I see here. It was charged you for the KitchenAid appliance that you're referring to. It charged you $574.
574.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of sitting at a dilemma because of people saying it was a scam, and then I don't know. I called the bank. The bank is gonna shut off my card. But if being I got a hold of you, I don't think it's a scam, is it?
No, ma'am, it's not a scam, but if you were to read the terms and conditions, it will let you know that you are enrolled into a trial.
You know what? I think I'm going to stay with it. I'm going to roll the dice on this one.
Okay.
I'll just stay with y'all.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, ma'am. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.